Monday, March 12th. The president had Henry and me in this morning to talk about ambassadors. Decided he wants a non-career man to Taiwan, Hill, Bob Hill, to Pakistan, Farland to Mexico, send Reynolds to Colombia or Venezuela. Raised the question of Brazil and Argentina, said to do Keating to Israel and Vail to Germany. Told Henry to call him rather than my doing it. He said that Pappas didn't insist on Tosca going to Greece and said wanted me to call Mitchell and tell him we want Tosca here as Assistant Secretary for Africa. And said that we ought to work it out to let them keep Newsom in the Africa desk and send Sisko to Russia as another alternative. He wanted to know the Jimmy Roosevelt status on his roving ambassador assignment. Also got in the state visit business. Wanted to try to move the Shah and Willy Brandt up to May visits and then the African in fall, or as a reserve if either the Shah or Brandt can't come in May. Also a Latin American in the late spring or in the fall. Then he wants to plan a Latin American trip of three countries this fall, Brazil, and then something on the way back, probably also Venezuela. Question of whether they would have an uprising. We have to check Caracas out carefully. He also wants a 10-day trip to Africa, three countries, Nigeria, Congo, and Ethiopia. Henry recommended it, considering adding the Sudan also. Probably hold that till spring of next year, although he might want to do it earlier. Later in the day, he said to consider the possibility of doing Latin America this spring, right after Easter, on a one-week total trip with one-day stops. No return dinners, just lunches. He still wants to do Europe in the fall, early fall, as a state visit, grand tour type of approach. He got into the news analysis sheet that Buchanan and Mort Allen had whipped up and was concerned because it was practically all bad news except for the POWs, which we have no control over. That was the one good thing. He thinks that they should point up the positives, too, that this is dwelling too much on problems instead of opportunities and ruins the team spirit setup. And he questions whether Ehrlichman's value isn't greater at thinking and creating than in doing, and whether we don't need him working in this area. Also, he felt Ehrlichman should be editing the president's speeches, such as the one on the cities. He should not have said the crisis is over. It was a bad way to put it, and John should have caught that. Price should edit the president's speeches after the original drafts are done. He raised the point that he wanted me to have Dent get a candidate fielded and going against Sam Ervin to give him some trouble in his district to slow him down a little on his Watergate activities. End of March 12th.